money setting aside, just maybe in a checking account or savings account, and you're like, I would love to invest this, but I don't know anything about any of the market. So I started a series about 3 or 4 months ago, and it was called Stock Talk Tuesdays with Dan Frio. And I had a couple episodes of those, and then I just got sidetracked, and my apologies, but I want to get back to it. So my whole concern right now is helping people understand the equity markets. And this is a big area where the haves and the have-nots really have a lot of disparity. So I kind of took it upon myself. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go out and just teach people, you know, the fundamentals at first. So like today, we're going to talk about, you know, what are stocks? How do you invest in them? Buy a basket of stocks? How can you actually invest in those? So today we're going to just take a broad overview look at, you know, what are equities such as stocks? What's Bitcoin? What really is it? How can you invest in it? And then also the AI trade. It's going crazy right now. You probably heard of NVIDIA and other companies like that. So we're going to show you how you can research those companies and decide, you know, is this a good company financially, long-term? How do I analyze all that? So in today's topic, that's what we're going to talk about. But today we're going to just take an overview of basically, we're going to show you what the markets look like on the line. I'm going to show you a couple of different websites that I use personally before I invest in anything. And it's just it's a check that narrows down the categories for me. So without further ado, let's get over to it. So when you see, here's CNBC, and I use this every day. If you're new to my channel, I have a channel called The Rate Update with Dan Frio, where we talk mostly real estate, what's going on with interest rates, mortgage programs, and things like that. But today I'm using this to show you guys, well, last week, when the market ended here, wasn't a good day on the market. So you can see right through here, the Dow Jones was down 748 points. What does it mean? Okay, so let's dig into it. What is the Dow Jones? What's the Russell 2000? And the VIX is on the screen. So we'll go over all these real quick. So when you go into CNBC next time, you're like, okay, I get it. Okay, Dow Jones, what that is it's mostly the companies out there that you know of, like Coca-Cola and things like that, bigger established companies. That's in general what the Dow Jones is. S&P 500 are the top 500 companies in the country. They recalibrate this every once in a while. You know, if one company gets a little too big, they'll kind of take it out or you know, remove it to balance out the portfolio. But that's the top 500 companies in the country. When you think of the NASDAQ, you think is in techie companies. That's what you think of when you're thinking of the NASDAQ. And then the Russell 2000, those are smaller companies. So think of it, you're down the Russell 2000 or the NASDAQ. You know, if you're techie or, you know, financially, you're in the NASDAQ. Otherwise, you're in the Russell 2000. And then you might eventually move up to the Dow Jones. That's moving up to the big leagues. And then to get to the all-star team, you get to the S&P 500. Just think of it that way, okay? So the VIX, basically what this is telling us is the anxiety level of the markets. Okay, so that's what this is telling us. So a reading of about 10, 11, 12, that's okay, that's a boring market. But when you see 2 points the other day, up 16%, that's a big move. So they're saying, well, you could see it right through here. It was a volatile day in the markets. So you can see through here, it was crazy. I mean, the NASDAQ was down over 2%. The Russell 2000 was down almost 3%. That's usually not heard of. Okay, so the anxiety level on Wall Street is really anxious. Right now, we have, you know, immigration policies coming, tariff policies coming, Ukraine, Russia, Gaza Strip, all these other things. And that, you know, that is going to cause some contentiousness in the markets. Okay, now what is a stock? Well, let's get over to one more piece of this puzzle. If you go to Yahoo Finance, this is what you're going to see on their screen. It's a lot of the same data, and you're probably seeing right through here Warren Buffett on this one and Warren Buffett on this one. He is the master. He's basically considered the best investor in the whole, you know, world, I guess, and he's almost 100 years old. Best in him, just basically giving him your money and letting him invest it for you, and I'll show you that on this episode maybe, but for sure in future episodes. Okay, so let's get back to what is a stock? Well, let's just basically say it this way. A stock is, let's say I own a company, and it's Dan Frio's bicycle company, okay? And I'm building all these bicycles, and things are crazy. You know, I got a YouTube video that went viral. Now people, my orders are going like crazy. And I'm like, I don't have enough capital to make all this stuff. I need more machinery and things like that. So what do I do? I'm like, well, let's see if we can go public. And so what I'm going to share is sell is a big portion of my company. And for that, I'm going to get an infusion of money so I can grow. And I'm going to take the investor's money. That's to limit the risk on my side. As we grow, if the business is successful, we all share in the profits. And if it doesn't work out, then we all lose money. Okay, so that's basically what it is. So then they issue an investment company comes to your company and says, okay, we're going to say each one of your shares of stock are worth a dollar. Okay, well, you need $1 million. So you're like, I'm going to sell 1 million shares of my company, and that'll give me the infusion of $1 million. And there's a lot of technicals between that. It's board of directors for that company, the president of that company. They're enticed to make that company as much money as they can and be as profitable as they can because they have a stake in the company and you as a shareholder have a stake in the company. So that's what the stock market is. So every day valuations come in, and depending on tariffs, for example, if you're in the steel industry right now, I was with some steel people last night, and they're like, this is fantastic for steel mills in the U.S., but it's going to really hurt companies that need foreign steel at cheap prices. Steel companies right now, you might be like, okay, that might be a good investment. So maybe I'll invest in it. So I'm going to show you also how you can kind of figure out what companies are in that realm that you're looking at, and then how you can rank them and sort through them. And I'm going to do a brush video today over a lot of these things. So in general, this is what the markets are. That's what the VIX is. And that's what stocks are. Okay, so again, Warren Buffett, he's the grand poobah of all stock investments. So he's a good person to give your money to. And then again, once you go over affecting the market, like I said, Ukraine is, they're still working out the mineral pact thing with the United States. You go down through here, child tax credits, taxes in general, tariffs in general will affect things. You go through, you know, you see a whole bunch of things here, but a lot of things right here are saying Berkshire Hathaway, that's Warren Buffett. Okay, so what he does, he kind of created this thing where he had money and he had his company. He was going to start taking my profits and buying other companies. So he took a big stake in Coca-Cola and he took a big stake in all these other companies. So now he's just a huge owner or big owner of all these companies, and not a sole owner, but he has a big stake in the company, such as Coca-Cola. So if you buy into Berkshire Hathaway, it's called, well, his company is a conglomerate and it has, you know, a whole basket of. Some way you can do this other than Berkshire Hathaway is with an instrument called an ETF. And that's what we're going to talk about just briefly today. So I did some research and I'm going to show you what I did. My concern now is, or my thoughts now is, like, how do you invest in AI with the least amount of risk? And, you know, how should I just invest in it? So I'm going to go through with you. So the first thing I do is I would go over, sometimes here's what most people do. They go over to Google and they're like, AI ETFs, okay? And what an ETF is, it's a basket of stocks. So it's saying this ETF, this one ETF specifically has, NVIDIA and all these other companies in it, and it's a basket of different stocks, okay? So I'll explain a little bit further here for you. So here's what you'd normally do. It's like, okay, what's, what I do here in best artificial ETFs? I go to Bankrate maybe. And this is saying iShares. So what is an ETF? Well, let's describe it right through here. This ETF aims to trade up of U.S. and non-U.S. companies that could benefit from the growth of international artificial intelligence. The fund holds about 50 companies and has roughly 41% of its assets in its top holdings. Okay, block that. So this ETF, okay, it's a basket of stocks that are involved in AI. A one-year return, they saw 13%. The expense ratio, we want to know that. Just don't get wowed by the rate. You have to also dig into the cost. So how much is this going to cost me? How big is the company? And you can go down through here, and it's going to give you a whole bunch of them. Here's what I did. Let me just show you a trick. I went over to DeepSeek. It's a fantastic AI system. I know I might get grief because I think everybody says it's from China or something. I find this a little bit better than ChatGPT. Sorry, ChatGPT. But here's what I did. I put up through here, provide me a list of ETFs to invest in AI. So I just put that one sentence in. So it gives me all this stuff. Okay, it gives me a whole bunch of them. I'm like, okay, that's a little confusing. All right, I just want to know, you know, what's the best one of these? Let's start narrowing it down. So my concern now is I put up through here, list them out and show the current ticker symbols along with a one year to date gains, 1 year gain. This one was supposed to be year-to-date gains, one-year gain, five-year gains, and a list of dividends. Because a lot of these companies, they'll pay what's called a dividend. They'll accumulate a bunch of money, and a lot of utilities are coming like this. They take in their money. Their stock price mainly remains kind of the same, but they distribute a lot of their profits to you as dividends, like checks, actually money. So if you wanted to research, you know, dividend stocks or ETFs, we'll do that maybe next week or the following week. So I'll show you how to do that. So what you're seeing through here is it created this. So now it's given me, okay, Global X Robotics Intelligence TZ, and we're going to go over that in a second. And it starts listing these, and I'm like, I got ADD real bad. So I need to see everything at one screen. So I went down through here and I said, you know what, that's a little too much. Okay. Now I said, create a list where you have the ETF's name on the left and then make the columns all on the right. So I can just compare these things. Here's what it does. It just, boom, it does it. Okay. So here's where they are. Here's what I do. Okay. So now when I look at it, and here's the company name right through here. Here's its ticker symbol. So if you went to call your broker, you went to buy this actual ETF, it goes by, it's BOTZ. So if anybody ever, you know, they ask you, well, what's the ticker symbol? That's just an abbreviation of this. So if you look up BOTZ, it's going to pop up with this company name. It's just an abbreviation. So it says Global X, BOTZ, has an expense ratio of 0.69, dividend yield of 0.3, 1 year, year to date gain 15, 1 year, 20, 5 year gain 50%. Then you go down through here and see what they are. So some of these, the first thing I'm going to do, let me see if I did that down here. I think I did. Okay. List the top five and rate by best returns and lowest expenses. That's what I'm mostly concerned about. And then I can dig into what they're holding in their portfolios and things like that. But I want to see who's giving me the best return at the least amount of cost. Kind of like, again, a mortgage. Who can help you out and give you the most advice at the, you know, you're not always wanting the lowest cost in that section, but in this section, probably the top two or threes, and then we can dig in a little bit deeper. So this one's saying a Defiant Quantum ETF, which is QTUW. Its expense ratio is 0.4. It's so far year to date, it's up 20%. 1 year gain, 25%. 5 year gain, 55%. Ratings right through here. So you can also count them by ratings. So if this is me, I'm probably going to look through here and say, okay, this has a bigger expense ratio. It has a much better return. And then I'll start analyzing it. And then what I'll do is go through and it's in here and say, it'll tell you here. Here's the cool thing about this thing is it'll tell you maybe what your threshold is. So for example, overall, lowest expense ratio, 0.4, and that's this one, all right? This one is a strong 1 year return. This has a low expense ratio. So it'll also give you that, and then it'll summarize it. If you're cost conscious, well, this is the one to buy. If you want the best performance, well, this is the one to buy. You want a balanced representation where low cost returns, you can pick that one. This is just some ways I want to show you guys in the future how to do this and more. I just started, like I said, a couple months ago, right through here, oh, it was a year ago. I don't think it was that far ago, but it might have been. I started Stock Talk Tuesdays, and I would want to pick back on that because I think this is something that you guys should know. The schools aren't teaching you, and I'd love to navigate this through for you. So if you have any comments, please leave them down below. I'd love to see what other things you want me to dig into. Next week, we will go into more of a detailed breakdown of ETFs and what I would be looking at if I were to buy an ETF. And then we're also going to go back, and I created a portfolio back at that time, and I created it to saying the rate update. We're going to also catch up to date on what's going on with that. We created this in September, right around when the Federal Reserve cut rates, and here's what it's done so far. The other day, like I said, Friday at the closing bell, everything got clobbered. You can see the spider, S&P 500 was down 10% in one day. That's a big move. That's why you want to spread out your risk throughout things. You got this one, which is utility stocks. It was up actually on Friday where everything else was getting just hammered. Then you have Bitcoin. This is Bitcoin on steroids. It's basically Bitcoin times two. So it amplifies the movement of Bitcoin. So when Bitcoin's going up, it's really good investment. When Bitcoin's going down, it is terrible. So we're going to go over my portfolio and how it did next time as well. And then we're going to start elaborate on more, a little bit more in detail and what questions you guys have to ask, as well as just helping you understand the next piece of this puzzle. You guys answer questions in some descriptions down below. We'll pick a topic on what we're going to discuss next week. You guys give me some ideas. You want to talk about a stock, a category, an ETF. You want to take a little bit of a deep dive into Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. Just love to hear from you, and we're going to adapt to that. So please leave your comments down below. I'll be viewing those. I might be even put out a survey to see what you guys want to talk about next time. We learned a little bit today. We're going to amplify this every Saturday to come back, and hopefully within a year's time, you're a prudent investor. But I just want you to know, I'm not a financial advisor. Don't take my advice on any of this stuff. I'm just helping teach you. Think of this as stocks one or investments 101. We're just teaching you the fundamentals on that with to look into. And maybe at some point we'll even show you the platform that we use when we're investing. So thanks for watching, folks. Greatly appreciate it. If you haven't subscribed to my channel yet, please do that right over there. Otherwise, hope to see you here tomorrow. Have a great day, folks. Bye-bye.